This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Me Too has brought to light sexual harassment and assault problems in Hollywood, in public radio to be sure, and commercial media as well. Also in the restaurant industry. Celebrity chefs and restaurant empires have been brought low, but despite all the high-profile cases, change is slow to come farther down the food chain. In fact, people inside the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission call restaurants and the food service field in general a problem industry when it comes to sexual harassment. Laura Benchoff has more now from Philadelphia.
It's an hour before customers will start arriving at Philly Tacos, a small storefront restaurant in South Philly. Juliana Cerrito with Women Organized Against Rape has turned the dining room into a temporary classroom, projecting PowerPoint slides onto the shiny teal walls.
I'm so sorry that I'm not going to translate the entire training because it will take 2 hours.
Switching between English and Spanish, she explains what sexual harassment is to a small gathering of restaurant workers, owners, and advocates sitting around the dining room tables. She says the law is pretty clear about what kinds of sexual behavior at work are illegal. The first is quid pro quo sexual harassment.
Quid pro quo, que significa dame esto por aquello.
That's when someone demands sexual favors or attention in exchange for a benefit, like a better shift or just to keep a job. The other is creating a hostile work environment. This is the first training by the Coalition for Restaurant Safety and Health. The newly formed group, which is made up of attorneys and advocates, wants to show restaurant workers how to respond to sexual harassment and encourage bosses to adopt anti-harassment policies. Nadia Hevka is an attorney and one of the founders of the coalition.
The way the law works on sexual harassment is that an employer has to be aware of a situation before it's legally liable for not curing it. So it's up to people to come forward and put an employer on notice. The employer then has to do something.
She says the timing of this initiative, coming on the heels of the Me Too movement, was purely coincidental because it's not a new problem. A 2012 survey of Philadelphia food service workers by the Restaurant Opportunity Center found more than a third had experienced sexual harassment in the previous year. Similar training groups have sprung up in New Orleans and California to try to teach workers and owners to address this pervasive problem. Mary Garten has been a server for about 6 years, first in Vermont, now in Philadelphia. We met up at a coffee shop near her job. Last year, she had a particularly bad experience at an Irish tavern in the suburbs where she was working. She asked the assistant manager for help with a customer.
I went over to him and I was like, hey, that regular just grabbed my ass. And it made me really uncomfortable. I was like, I don't really want to serve him. I don't, like, will you intervene?
Then she says her boss made things worse.
And instead, what he did was grab my ass and say, oh, like that? And so I quit.
Garten says turnover related to sexual harassment can feel like par for the course, but she knows things can get better. She says when she lived in Vermont, more restaurants she worked for had sexual harassment policies and would enforce them. Between losing employees and maybe getting sued, restaurant owners have financial grounds to try to prevent harassment. Juan Carlos Romero owns Philly Tacos. He gives another reason in Spanish why he plans to post a new policy about sexual harassment in his restaurant. He says he wants his restaurant to be a nice place to work and eat, and not just for him. In Philadelphia, I'm Laura Benchoff for Marketplace.